away from racing full-time after 2023, expected to join Fox Booth after his 2023 season. Max, what are your thoughts on this?
I'm not really surprised. He's been doing it for a long time. Congratulations to him. I'm glad that he can retire on his own terms. It isn't something where he gets injured and has to retire, similar to Kurt Busch. It isn't one of those situations. So I'm glad he can leave. And I've seen him do the TV before when he does the Xfinity race, where it's just the all-drivers broadcast. I think he can do a really good job with that.
I mean, he is 47 years old. He's 47 years old. He's won 60 NASCAR Cup Series races, and he's a one-time champion. Do you think there's anything more for him to prove?
I don't think there's really anything to prove other than maybe if he can win the championship this year. He's been there. He's obviously won it before, but it's been a while since he won it. He can prove that he still has it. He's still very talented. I'm excited to see what he can do. I'm excited to see him when he does the SRX Series race as well. He'll be at Stafford Springs in Berlin in Michigan too. And that is always exciting to get to see some of these guys who haven't been in the victory circle as much get some wins over legends there.
Oh, agreed, Max. Agreed. Yeah, like Max said, Kevin Harvick will join the SRX Series for the season over at Stafford Motor Speedway on July 13th and Berlin Speedway in Michigan on August 3rd. So it should be very exciting. I mean, you're going against, NASCAR champions, IndyCar race winners. I mean, you have Tony Stewart competing in the series. I mean, come on, three-time NASCAR champion. He's an IndyCar champion. I mean, what else do I have to say about him? He has 49 Cup Series wins. I mean, he's Tony Stewart. He's smoke. I mean, he knows how to race on dirt. I mean, that's what he does. I mean, Bobby Labonte, Ryan Newman joined last year. I mean, the SRX Series is starting to really compete with NASCAR when it comes to TV ratings, views, and just a lot of TV stuff as well.
Yeah, the SRX is great, and I'm excited to see it. Now in the Thursday slot on ESPN as well, bringing
awesome.
Thursday Night Thunder back.
I can't wait for that.
They should have brought it to Indiana, but hey, still fine. Eldora's one of the closer ones we have, and Eldora's fun.
I went to Eldora. I went to the last race they had at Eldora when it was the closest finish in Truck Series history at Eldora with Chase Briscoe and Grant Enfinger. I'm still looking for that diecast, man. I'm still wanting to buy that diecast, that Chase Briscoe one. I was so pumped. But yeah. So here are some replacement drivers. This was according to fansided.com. Max, want to get your thoughts on this? Number one replacement for Kevin Harvick according to FanSided is Cole Custer. In my opinion, I really don't think that is the right move at all. I mean, he won one race in the Cup Series at Kentucky, but ladies and gentlemen, 2020 that was a fluke. I mean, come on, Harvick was going to pass DiBenedetto and Ryan Blaney on the front stretch at Kentucky, and he had contact, and then Custer's just there to pick up the pieces. So, I mean, he did great stuff in the Xfinity Series, won Xfinity Championship. I mean, I really don't know. I just, Max, what are your thoughts on that?
I think Cole Custer has the best chance of anyone just because, obviously, if you did not know, his father is a team executive. Joe Custer works for Stewart Haas Racing. He's been there before. He was there for a little bit. He knows the equipment. He knows the team very well. He was taken out of the seat this year, and I think he's going to try and have a revitalization of his career in the
Xfinity Series. Yep.
I mean, he was great in that. Let's see if he can possibly come back to the Cup Series and do well, but of any of the potential options, I say that would be the least surprising.
Possible replacement for Kevin Harvick, number two, Riley Herbst. I mean, he hasn't really shown a lot in the Xfinity Series. I mean, he's racing for Stewart Haas. He's got great equipment, just has not shown the capability of, winning in the Xfinity Series. Has not won a race in the Xfinity Series. Has top fives and top tens, but consistently, he's not the most consistent. He also brings a lot of sponsorship with Monster Energy. I just don't think he's ready to be in the Cup Series yet. I don't think he's proven enough in the Xfinity Series. Max?
I think the sponsorship would be truly the only reason to take him over. I think he still needs some time in the Xfinity Series. I mean, he's driving the number 98 car for them. We saw that with Chase Briscoe and how dominant Chase was in the Xfinity Series in that 98 machine. So, Riley Herbst, I don't think that he's ready to go to the Cup Series yet. Sometimes these young guys get rushed too quickly. And I know Cole Custer was a champion, but still, he was rushed too quickly. Herbst has no wins. He has no fight for a championship whatsoever. He's not ready for the Cup Series yet.
Possible replacement number three, Zane Smith. He was the 2021 NASCAR Gander Outdoor. Now it's the NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series. Back then, I think it was Gander Outdoor in 2022. But yeah, anyways, he was the Truck Series champion. I mean, he did great things with Front Row Motorsports in the Truck Series. The start of that was really with Todd Gillen. Todd Gillen really helped bring that program up from the roots after he was let go by Kyle Busch Motorsports. And, you know, he won at Circuit of the Americas. He's extremely consistent with the Front Row Motorsports Ford. Max, what are your thoughts on Zane Smith maybe being a possible candidate for Kevin Harvick?
Zane Smith sure does have some talent. This goes back to the Riley Herbst thing. I don't want them to rush these guys too quickly. We've seen some of these guys get rushed from the Truck Series up to the Cup Series, and then they've struggled. And that's the only worry I would have for Zane Smith, is that he would be rushed too quickly. So I think next step for him should be trying the Xfinity Series before doing the Cup Series.
Agreed, Max. You know, remember when Zane Smith, he started out in the Xfinity Series at Junior Motorsports at the beginning in the A car, and, you know, he didn't do, you know, the worst job. I mean, he didn't win a race, but, I mean, he was he got a couple, you know, top 10s, top 15s, top 5s. But, I mean, I feel like the Truck Series is where he needs to be to, you know, keep pushing and keep developing as a driver, and then, you know, go up the ranks. You know, there's a saying, you know, trust the process. You know, Philadelphia 76ers have that, but, I mean, you got to trust the process when developing these, you know, young talent, because if you rush them, you know, confidence just goes down. I mean, you can look at Pierre Gasly, who they thought, I mean, this,
Pierre Gasly.
Yeah. So in Formula One, you know, he went from, he did fantastic in Toro Rosso. He went to Red Bull. He didn't do well in Red Bull. I mean, I would say Red Bull has that reputation for, you know, taking these young drivers out so early into the next, you know, into the next season. It's their first year at Red Bull, still developing as a driver and still getting used to that car. They just have that reputation. So it's like, you know, you don't want to rush these guys. You know, confidence go down. And then he was eventually sent back to Toro Rosso, eventually became AlphaTauri, and he did fantastic driving for them. And now he's with Alpine. So, I mean, if you get the similarity there, Max.
I can understand that. But, yeah, Zane Smith, he's only 23. He still has some
time. Yeah, agreed. He won the truck championship. He won the opener at Daytona, won the Circuit of the Americas. I mean, he won the most races out of the Truck Series regulars in 2022. So possible candidate number four. I really like this. My mom's going to love this.
Hi, Nelly's mom, by the way.
Martin Truex Jr., a 2017 champion of the NASCAR Cup Series, has over 20 career wins. He's extremely consistent. I mean, he's bringing Bass Pro Shops with him. If he goes to Stewart Haas Racing, I mean, oh, yeah, Bass Pro Shops, that's great sponsorship. And he's a great driver. I feel like he's the best possible candidate out of the four we have, you know, said, including him so far. So I feel like he's the best candidate. He only signed a one-year extension with Joe Gibbs. So, you know, he hasn't made anything beyond 2024 yet. I mean, he didn't win a race last year. I mean, there's a lot of bad luck in the Truex camp for sure. Some bad calls as well on pit road, and just bad strategic calls. Max, what are your thoughts?
I know there is that possibility. I think this is one of those far-fetched possibilities, truly. I think this is something that more fans want than, in all reality, what would happen. I think if Martin Truex Jr. isn't going to be racing with Joe Gibbs Racing anymore, I think he's just going to end up retiring. He's been doing this for a while. I don't really see him moving on, but then I said the same thing with Kyle Busch going to RCR. I was like, that's not going to happen. So you never know with some of these things, but I don't think it's very likely that he would move on.
Yes, Max. Martin Truex is 42. I mean, Harvick's gonna retire. He's retiring at 47. So, I mean, maybe has, I mean, five more good years. I mean, that's the same as Harvick. He was retiring at 47. Maybe 5 or 6 more good years. So it's not the biggest long term goal with Truex. But you know, maybe he can contend for a championship when Harvick leaves, because you know. I think he'd be the main guy at Stewart Haas Racing once Harvick, you know, he retires and Truex goes. And there's still a possibility that Eric Almirola is going to retire too. So
the biggest thing for Martin Truex Jr. is he needs to wait and see this year if Stewart Haas Racing truly becomes competitive, because even last year they weren't competitive. I know we had Chase Briscoe make the playoffs,
and you had Kevin Harvick. Both of them, Harvick won two
and
races.
I know how Harvick won two races, but it was Harvick and really everyone else. Briscoe won a race early on. He did okay in the playoffs, but
yeah. And then here's the possible candidate number 5. Underrated driver. I think he's, you know, he brings sponsorship with Ally. Alex Bowman. He's won a couple races. I mean, he's made the playoffs. I think he made the playoffs every year he's been with Hydrick Motorsports. I mean, I don't know. He's kind of one of those drivers that you really just don't know how he's going to perform, you know. Race by race, he's either going to be up at the front or he's going to be, you know, 15th, 20th. Very, you know, can be very inconsistent with Alec Bowman. He won last year at Las Vegas on a pitch strategy call, but didn't really do anything else in the 2022 season. And then the year before that, I mean, I won like 3 or 4 races. I know he won at Martinsville. I know he won at Pocono. I believe he won at Richmond as well. So I think he might have won at, I think he won 3 races that year. So, Max, what are your thoughts?
Alex Bowman, he's a heck of a driver. I think he's truly a Hendrick for lifer. He was somewhat brought up with them. He was waiting in their system for the longest time. I don't expect to see him leave Hendrick at all. I know the argument people were making was he didn't sign a contract extension last year.
Oh, yeah. Yep, that did not happen. Yep.
But I would be shocked if he would do that, because with Hendrick, he is for sure going to be somewhat competitive and make the playoffs. And truly, with Stewart Haas Racing, you don't know anymore.
We're gonna move on to more NASCAR news. Moving on to the sponsorship side of things, Kyle Busch in the number 8 Richard Childress Racing Chevrolet gets a new sponsor. We already knew Cheddar Scratch Kitchen, 3G, Alsco, I think it's Lenovo, and BetMGM will return to the number 8 car. For 2023 to sponsor Kyle Busch this season. But the new sponsor, it was announced on Instagram. I know I saw it on Instagram, and it was announced on the web a couple days ago. His new sponsor is Netspend, a leading provider of payments and financial solutions for consumers and businesses, and they will sponsor the number 8 team. Max, what are your thoughts?
I think that good for getting a new sponsorship in NASCAR. I've never really heard of them before, and I know that's the point of doing this. It doesn't seem like it's one of those scam accounts, so I mean, good for them. When you lose a major sponsor like the Mars Company, that's going to take a huge hit on you, so hey, best thing for him. And real quickly, because I know we're almost done with NASCAR, I have a couple Daytona 500 updates for you.
Oh, sweet.
So first of all, Speed Weeks has been sold out for like the 8th year straight, so congrats to NASCAR on doing that.
That's awesome.
The 2 races before Daytona. The open cars, because there's the big news. We had Travis Pastrana, obviously, with 2311. Yep. That was huge news. I don't think anyone expected to see him doing that.
He raced in the Xfinity Series in 2013. He didn't really have the best of luck driving for Roush. I mean,
is that the MotoGP guy?
No, he's the guy who does all the stunts.
He's the stunt performer.
He's the stunt performer.
He won championships in X Games, gold medals, and several disciplines, including supercross, motocross, freestyle, motocross, and rally racing. He's 39 years old. I hope Travis Pastrana makes the 500. I mean, he's driving in, I mean, I think 2311 is going to have a breakout year with Tyler Reddick, and now you have, you know, I mean, Bubba Wallace, I feel like hopefully Bubba Wallace is going to be a lot more competitive, more consistent, but I definitely see Tyler Reddick being very competitive in the 45 car for 2311 Racing. I feel like Tyler Reddick will be a championship favorite in 2023. That I feel like 2311 is going to be very competitive.
I'm excited to see what he can bring there with 2311. Like you said, they're going to be oh so competitive. And that's good for the Toyota program because they were really somewhat struggling a year ago. So now that 2311 can maybe carry the torch for them. But
excuse me. So first I want to say Travis Pastrana, if you don't know who he is, he did Gymkhana 2022 for Hoonigan Racing Division, and he did a bunch of insane stuff. Like, he even jumped over a bridge in a Subaru.
Yeah, wow, that's great. Hey, drive a Subaru. I drive it. Hey, shout out to Subaru.
Yeah. All right. Ready to go on commercial break?
No, we're not done with NASCAR. Max, what were you about the Daytona 500 updates and just Daytona racing in general?
Yeah, so the last things we got to know, Jimmy Johnson will be driving. He's in the open car for Legacy Motor Club, replacing Richard Petty Motorsports with Petty GMS now. Zane Smith will be doing it for Front Row Racing. Austin Hill will be driving the Beard Motorsports 62 machine. And then there are a couple of other ones that we expect to see drivers for, including Colic Racing, the Money Team Racing, Team Hesburgh, and New York Racing. And real quickly, if you remember, we talked about Elio Castroneves. He wants to do Daytona 500.
Oh, yeah.
We don't have an update about that
yet. Oh, man.
The latest one we have is that he's still a maybe, and according to Bob Pockris from Fox, he expects Castroneves to be with the Money Team. That's the Floyd Mayweather 50 machine.
Oh, yeah, Floyd Mayweather.
What about Jacques
Villeneuve? Jack, they haven't confirmed about him yet either. But
we need
Jack
to put,
Villeneuve
I love
will
to see
Elio
race in the 500. I mean, they made the 500 last year with Kaz Grala. I mean, big money racing. I mean,
they had Connor Daly doing
too.
The road courses too.
I know they had all these. They had. I mean, Connor Daly. We love Connor Daly. Very a personality for sure. I'd love to see Elio. Just imagine if Elio Castroneves won the Daytona 500.
He would be even more of an icon in motorsports.
The percentage I see that happening is very slim, but I mean, if they get a really good car and Elio just works up his magic, I mean, he's had, you know, backs against the wall, and you know, he got let go by Penske and drove for Meyer Shank Racing and won the Indianapolis 500. He won his fourth, and Meyer Shank equipment compared to Penske equipment, I mean, Penske equipment's a lot better. But, I mean, he's still, again and again, he proves people wrong. I was going to talk more about the Kyle Busch sponsorship with Netspin. Netspin will be a multi-race partner of RCR, and Busch will drive the number 8 Netspin Chevrolet ZL1 for select races in 2023, including at the event near the Austin, Texas headquarters, the Echo Park Automotive Grand Prix at the Circuit of the Americas on Sunday, March 26, 2023. The race airs live at 3:30 p.m. Eastern Time on Fox. So, according to Fox Sports, that is what's going to happen. We are going to take a 30-second break. And then we're gonna give it to Garrett Burkle with your IndyCar news. This is Indy's Giant 90.9, your station for variety. You are listening to the All Gas and No Brakes radio show.
I'm Chris Jakimick. I served in the United States Air Force, and I deployed 3 times. So in 2017, I was serving as an Air Force First Sergeant. Our motto in that role is, my job is people, everyone is my business. But unfortunately, in that year, I would lose my own brother, Lance Corporal Adam Jakimick, to suicide. The majority of veteran suicides are from guns. I store my weapons securely, not only for myself, but for my family. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide. My service never stops.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the All Gas and No Brakes radio show. Coming up next is Garrett Burkle with your IndyCar news. Take it away, Garrett.
All right. So I have three stories, three pretty big stories, actually. So the first one is that Argentina touring car, car ace, I don't know if I'm saying this right, but Agustin Campreo has been confirmed as Juncos Hollinger's racing second driver in the 2023 NTT IndyCar Series lineup. The 32-year-old will drive the 78 Dallara Chevrolet, will partner with Britain's Callum Ilott, becoming the first driver from Argentina to contest a full season in IndyCar since Juan Manganiel Fangio II 25 years ago. Capano has claimed 15 national championships in his homeland, winning multiple titles in Super TC 2000, Top Race V6, and in the Korea categories as well. So again, a very interesting add to Juncos there to join Callum Ilott, who in my opinion is one of the most underrated drivers in the series overall. The second news story is that a kind of disappointing one, but Will Power pulls out of the Rolex 24 due to illness of his wife. Power was set to make his IMSA WeatherTech Sports Car Championship debut at the wheel of Kenny Hablou in the GTD class, Sun Energy 1, Mercedes AMG GT3, sharing the ride with Habler, Axel Jeffries, and Fabian Scheler. I don't know if I'm saying that right, but Power is standing down from the lineup as his wife Elizabeth has spent more than a week in the hospital, including 2 days in the ICU, and has undergone back surgery. The 2014 and 2022 IndyCar champ, as well as the 2018 Indy 500 winner, has elected to therefore stay at home in support of their son, Bo. So it all makes sense, you know. It's understandable. All our prayers are with Liz to be able to, come back from that. So, yeah, it was too bad to hear that. But, again, I'm sure Power, if he wants to, has many more shots at the Rolex 24.
Agreed. Speaking of the Rolex 24, Leatherman Lanigan is on their way down there right now. I saw their hauler head out from Brownsburg via Instagram stories. I saw their hauler heading out from their Zionsville shop.
Mm-hmm.
And so now they're on their way down to Florida for the 24. Testing.
For them,
and
man.
Honestly, sorry to switch the topic really fast, but that car that they are running, have you seen pictures of it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's really
good.
It's a really nice BMW.
And with the BMW powerhouse that they have, I think it'll be a really good contender.
Oh, yeah. Agreed. I'd love to see Ray Hall, Letterman, Lanigan compete. David Letterman, I love David Letterman. He's an Indiana native. Did a lot for University of Ball State he has his own building. He's put money into it, and, owns his own racing. He likes racing. So, mm-hmm. Garrett, take it away.
Yeah. So my final news story, and a huge one in the IndyCar world, is the 2017 and 2020 Indy 500 champion Takuma Sato is set to race for Chip Ganassi on the ovals.
It's going to be great.
In the 2023 season. He will pilot the number 11 car on the road courses, the five road courses race. And the 11 car is shared with ex-Formula 2 driver Marcus Armstrong.
Ooh, Marcus Armstrong.
Sato will join Chip Ganassi Racing, who has 14 IndyCar championships, including most recently Alex Palou in 2021, and five Indianapolis 500 victories, most recently including Marcus Ericsson, the defending Indy 500 champion this year. So I think adding Sato to their ovals is huge for them.
A lot of experience.
For sure. And again,
he's a two-time Indianapolis 500 champion. I mean, I don't know how – I mean let alone it's hard to win, the Indianapolis 500 once, but winning it twice is extremely hard. Mm-hmm. There's only like a small percentage of drivers who have won more than
there's
one
like
Indianapolis 500.
I believe there is.
Andretti does.
Andretti's only won it once.
Is it
69?
Oh.
I believe it's around, if I had to guess on top of my head, I believe it's around, if you had Montoya in 15, I believe it's under 10 or slightly over 10.
Yeah, let's I'm going to, Garrett.
That's what I'm looking up right now.
Okay, he's going to fact check that. But I feel like, you know, Sato, I mean, I feel like Chip Ganassi can really be a contender for the Indianapolis 500
this year. My number's wrong because I think I was thinking of drivers who have only won two 500s.
Right.
Expanding on,
who's won more than one Indianapolis 500?
All right. So, Al Unser.
Yeah, he's won.
AJ Foyt Jr.
That's four.
And
you have Rick Mears.
Yeah,
won
Rick Mears, Elio, Gordon Johncock, Johnny Rutherford.
They've won two. How many?
Rutherford's won three. Johncock two.
Elio Castroneves.
Yeah.
So that's
Rossi.
Rossi's only won one.
So you have to. Who's ever won? He has to won two or has to won one or more 500.
Tony Kanaan.
Kanaan's won one. I mean, going back, I think you have Louis Meyer. There's some other ones that aren't coming to the top of my head.
It's literally just Elio, AJ Foyt, Rick Mears, and Al Unser.
Those are the four-time winners.
Yep, those are just winning the 500 times.
Bobby Unser, Al Jr.
Yeah.
I'll get you a number and bring it back next week.
But honestly, it was a good race. It's a good race to watch even. Like, sometimes whenever I tune in randomly and see I like watching it just because of Ray Hall, Letterman, Lanigan.
You got 20 drivers.
20 drivers have won it more than two times?
Yep.
Okay, well, still, I mean, out of all the drivers that have competed in the Indianapolis 500, I mean, 20 out of, you know, I don't even know how many contestants have competed in the years. I mean, that's still, the percentage is still low. So that's good for Chip Ganassi Racing getting a driver in Takuma Sato with the experience. I mean, every year he's really competitive at the Indianapolis 500. I mean, putting his car in good positions to be there at the end to win the race and being smart as well, staying out of trouble and being there to win.
See, that's true, but the one argument I have towards that is Kanaan was a guy that was never going to, you know, go out there and fight so hard he would wreck the car for a win. Sato, on the other hand, 100% is the guy who's going for the win every weekend. So I think that was something that Ganassi probably took in, you know, to large effect, you know, is this is a guy that, you know, if he's out there, he has a chance to win. He doesn't mind throwing in the wall racing hard. So I don't know. I just always thought that was interesting
Risk
as well.
Risk versus reward.
Yeah, that's true.
And Kanaan's going to Arrow McLaren SP, and they've got themselves a fantastic driver.
Oh, yeah, that was the other story I totally forgot about. Kyle Larson set to run. Kyle Larson set to run the Indianapolis 500 in 2024 with Arrow McLaren SP.
2021 NASCAR Cup Series champion. I mean, he's one of those do-it-all drivers. He can really race anything, dirt to cup cars to, I mean, just anything. Now he's going to try to race a IndyCar. I mean, he's kind of like, I'm going to be honest, Tony Stewart's still, you know, racing an SRX. I'm going to say, you know, when Tony Stewart was racing I'm going to say it's like the Tony Stewart of,
I think
you
he's
know,
a more talented Tony Stewart. I really do. I think he's more talented than Tony Stewart. I think he can get in any given car any day and win a race. So, absolutely. Again, Tony Stewart's a legend, don't get me wrong, but I just think, you know, the competition also is probably, maybe not NASCAR, but so forth. I believe Larson is the better driver.
Wasn't AJ Foyt like that too?
AJ Foyt, Mario Andretti, guys as well.
I mean, they're jack of all trades. They don't come often. So, I mean, a couple of NASCAR drivers have attempted the Indianapolis 500. I know Kurt Busch did. I think he was one of the most recent
to try the double. Kyle Larson's sponsor, who is it for NASCAR?
It's Hendrick Cars.
That's right. They're coming over to Arrow McLaren SP. But anyway, the most recent ones are... So Tony Stewart obviously did it. Kurt Busch did it. Johnny Andretti was the first to do it. Robbie Gordon's attempted it as well. But the only driver to complete all, 1,100 miles is Tony Stewart. So he's the only one to actually complete the entire
Stewart
two races.
Came close to winning the 500 a couple times.
He did. And 2000, he had a pit issue. Him and Michael Andretti got caught in the same round of pit stops. Two of the drivers with terrible luck at Indy. So they got caught in that in 2000. And then
he hit the wall.
Another year, I think it 97 was the year he hit the wall, I want to say.
I think he was leading, too.
I believe he was top five. So yeah, again, Stewart had bad luck in Indy, but yeah, it's good to get another NASCAR driver over. That brings more attention to the sport of IndyCar. And I honestly think, you know, I think if it's to a point where Larson, if there's any, because again, Aaron McLaren's gonna give him a great car. If it's to the point where Larson wins the Indianapolis 500 and he has enough points in NASCAR to where he can sit out a race, I think he will sit out a race and he'll just go and celebrate his Indianapolis 500 victory. But that's, you know, it would be really cool to see him win and definitely compete.
Thank you for that, Garrett, with your IndyCar news. We're going to take a 30-second break. You are listening to the All Gas and No Breaks radio show with Big Nelly, Garrett Burkle, DJ Trey, Maxwell Gilley, Owen Pulley. Up next, we're going to dive into Formula One news. Hopefully, Owen will be in here for that, or I'll...
You're also listening to WBDG FM HD1 yes, Indianapolis. All gas, no breaks here on Giant 90.9.
So we're gonna take a 30-second break here, and we'll be back with your Formula One news.
You may not think of flu as a serious disease, but complications can lead to severe illness, hospitalization, and even death. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention recommends everyone 6 months and older get a flu vaccine every year. Vaccines are available at doctor's offices, pharmacies, and local health departments. Protect yourself and your loved ones this flu season. Get a flu shot today. Learn more at cdc.gov/fightflu.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the All Gas and No Breaks radio show. Big Nelly today will be doing your Formula One news, and the 2023 Formula One schedule has been released, and the Chinese Grand Prix is not on there, and they have not found a replacement track for the Chinese Grand Prix, so it'll be a 2023 race schedule. March 5th, the Formula One will be heading to Bahrain, and it'll start at 10 a.m. Eastern Time. March 19th, it'll be at Saudi Arabia, and it'll start at 1 o'clock. April 2nd, Australia at 1 o'clock a.m. Wow, that's crazy. Oh, yeah. And then you have April 30th. They are at one of my favorite tracks, in my opinion. Known for chaos. No, the street circuit of Azerbaijan.
Oh, you can say that one again.
April 30th at 7 a.m. 2021. Sebastian Vettel comes home away with a second place finish, leading laps in that Aston Martin, his last ever podium in Formula One. May 7th. They'll be down in Miami Beach, Florida, and the race will be at 3:30 p.m. May 21st, they'll be at the Imola Romagna or something. I'm sorry if I butchered that, ladies and gentlemen. It's in Italy. Ferrari's home base at 9 o'clock a.m.
You know Ferrari is going to get that one.
Well, last year's Max Verstappen who won. So, I mean...
Yeah, no doubt was the world champion of F1.
Well, he won. I mean, he did break Michael Schumacher's and Sebastian Vettel's record for most wins in a season. That Red Bull car is outstanding.
It's unstoppable.
It was unstoppable that year. May 28th, Formula One will be down in Monaco at 9 o'clock a.m. will be the start of that race. Hopefully... The Monaco native Charles Leclerc will capture that win. He almost had the win last season, but a bad pit strategy call by Ferrari brought him in, and he got double jumped by the Red Bulls with Sergio Perez going by and Max Verstappen, and he had to settle for a fourth place finish. June 4th, they'll be in Spain in the race, and they'll be at Spain and Barcelona, and the start time for that race is 9 o'clock a.m. The next race is June 18th at Canada. They'll be in Montreal at 2 o'clock p.m. for the start time of that. July 2nd, they'll be in Spielberg, Austria. The start time for that race is 9 o'clock a.m. July 9th, they'll be in Silverstone. Hopefully, Lewis Hamilton can win another British Grand Prix.
Lewis Hamilton. I got the rest of it.
Okay, I got this one. Okay. They will start at 10 o'clock a.m. July 23rd, they will be in Budapest, Hungary, and the start time for that race will be at 9 o'clock a.m., another track that Lewis Hamilton is very good at. July 30th, they'll be in Spa, Belgium, for the Belgium Grand Prix, and the start time for that is at 9 o'clock a.m. Then we're traveling to Zandvoort, Netherlands, for Max Verstappen's home race. August 27th, start time for that is 9 o'clock a.m. Then they're heading to my favorite track on the Formula One calendar, one of the fastest circuits on the F1 calendar, Monza, Italy, September 3rd, 9 o'clock a.m. will be the start time. Hopefully Ferrari can have a good showing there. That was Daniel Ricciardo's last Formula One win, mm-hmm. was at Monza as well. September 17th, the Singapore Grand Prix will take place at 8 o'clock a.m. The king of street circuits, Sergio Perez, won their last season. September 24th, it'll be Honda's home race. It'll be Honda's home race, and they supply Red Bull parts, and it's under Red Bull.
Yeah,
you know,
it's like
Red
a,
Bull.
It's basically Red Bull, a Red Bull Honda race.
Red Bull Honda. Yeah. So it'll be at 1 o'clock a.m. Wow. October 8th, they'll be at Qatar, and the start time for that is 10 o'clock a.m. October 22nd, they'll be heading out to Austin, Texas for the USA Grand Prix. See a ton of celebrities. I know Matthew McConaughey. He's big in the state of Texas, and he's usually there social media-wise. So it should be a great race at 3 o'clock p.m. October 29th, they'll be heading to Sergio Perez's home race. And they'll be racing at Mexico City, Mexico. Start time for that is 4 o'clock. November 5th, Brazil, Sao Pablo. The race will be at 12 o'clock p.m. Ayrton Senna's home race. And Lewis Hamilton, he usually does really well there. And that was where George Russell won his first career win at, was last season at Brazil. And then November 18th, Viva Las Vegas, baby. What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
It's going to be
an awesome race. Yeah, they're going over 200 miles an hour on the strip. So
I'm eager to see that race just because of the fact that it's a new race this season and no team knows that track or driver, matter of fact. So it's going to be literally...
Get your feet in the water.
It's basically going to throw you in the deep end and say,
just go get it.
Yeah.
So, that race will be at 1 o'clock a.m. Will you be up? Will you be up for that race?
I don't know. I know my dad's listening. I don't know if he'll let me.
November 26th, for the final race of the season, we'll be at Yas Marina Abu Dhabi. It'll be at 8 o'clock a.m. That is the 2023 Formula One schedule. As I look for more news, I have something very interesting with Sebastian Vettel and Mercedes. This is what Toto Wolff said. Mercedes F1 W14 may be no closer to Red Bull at start of 2023, says Wolff. Mercedes boss Toto Wolff insists his squad remains cautious about its Formula One host for 2023 and is even braced for not having closed the gap to Red Bull yet. What are your thoughts on that, DJ Trey?
I think that Mercedes will eventually catch up to Red Bull in the matter of fact that
Red Bull did reach the cost cap. So
yeah,
I think
they'll, especially with like the new engine and new
2026. Yeah. So I agree with you. It just hurts because I'm a Mercedes fan. Yeah. I'd love to see the gap. Maybe hopefully it's closer in 2023, but
it'll probably
if Mercedes boss Toto Wolff and talking about a squad might not be.
Yeah, it will. It
might not
be
as close.
Terrible.
You never know. You never know. So
yeah, you can never tell with F1.
You never can tell. In racing in general, we also have Sebastian Vettel news.
Ooh.
Here we go. Sebastian Vettel hints he might try his hand at rallying as he considers his post F1 plans. Interesting. I know he was rallying. I think it was a German rally race, and he finished second.
Would it be WRC or would it be the American rally?
I know he did it. I have no idea. I'm trying to think. It was with the Monte Carlo rally.
Oh.
So he was racing in the Monte Carlo rally, And I'd love to see Sebastian Vettel try something new. I mean, he's a big motorsport fan. I mean, just
it'd be really cool to see him race
in general. I mean, four-time champion. I mean, I don't think he has anything else to prove in Formula One. Yeah. I mean, he's done a lot.
He's basically unstoppable in Formula One.
Well, I mean, he's got the good car.
Yeah.
He was tied for the most wins. Excuse me, in a Formula One season with Michael Schumacher, that was broke by Max Verstappen in 2022. Just to see him race would be good. A lot of fans will probably go nuts too, mm-hmm. just to see him because I love Vettel. Vettel's a good guy, good person.
And it'll bring more like attention to Rallycross.
Oh yeah,
because
no doubt,
Rallycross is if anybody here has watched it or listening has watched it before, it is so cool just seeing them go from all the phases they go through and the cars they race. It's so cool. Speaking of that, and never mind.
So the sources I got from there were F1.com and motorsport.com for those sources. Here we go. Last Formula One news for Sky Sports. Formula One FIA appoints Steven Nielsen as sporting director to help fix race management issues. I hope that these race management issues get fixed, hopefully. So this is what it says. FIA appoints Steven Nielsen as supporting director and drafted changes to management structure. Nielsen will oversee race management after a number of issues in recent seasons, including the controversial ending of the 2021 Abu Dhabi Grand Prix as Max Verstappen beats Lewis Hamilton. Don't even get me started about that. That was ridiculous. That was ridiculous. So hopefully those issues get fixed. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that is all the racing news we have for you folks today. For Maxwell Gilley, for DJ Trey, for Garrett Berger, for Owen Pulley, I'm Landon Nelson. This was the All Gas and No Brakes radio show here on Indy's Giant 90.9. Every Wednesday from 8:30 to 9:15. You can catch us on our other shows. Game from, I believe it's 7:45 to 8:30.
And then,
Trey has his EDM show.
Thriller Friday.
And Thriller Friday tomorrow from 9:15 to 10 a.m. I really like our Thriller Friday.
Wait,
we play.
It's not tomorrow.
No. Oh, yeah. It's Wednesday.
Yeah, it's Wednesday,
jeez,
my guy.
I was so excited.
Friday,
9:15 to 10 a.m. We play, I mean, really anything from 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s. We've been playing a little bit of 2000s music in there as well. But I really try to stick with the 70s and 80s with, you know, Elton John rock in the 70s. Really, I love 70s rock. Aerosmith in the 80s with Michael Jackson and Tears for Fears popping, you know, and Prince and other stuff like that. Well, this has been another episode of All Gas and No Brakes. You're listening to Indy's Giant 90.9, your station for variety. Take care, Indianapolis. We'll see you in the next episode. Big Nelly out!